Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I don't know how I'm going to cover all of this news today. This is going to be a massive broadcast, extremely important. It is Thursday, the 7th day of December. Thinking of December 7th, 1941. It is September 7th, 2006, ladies and gentlemen, and a very important broadcast lined up for you today. We have an Austin pastor who's gone public in the last year on 9/11 being an inside job. He's also written a book on the subject of the police state and the New World Order, America, Fascism, and God, Sermons from a Heretical Preacher. And so he is coming up later in the next hour. We also have one of our fine affiliate owners coming on who is doing a screening of Terror Storm. And so we'll have that guest on coming up in about 30 minutes, and we'll give you more details on both those guests after this first break. In the meantime, here's the type of news I have in front of me. Anderson Cooper's CIA secret. Here's another story out of the Chicago Tribune. Sterile victims stand up, decry legacy of eugenics. Chicago Tribune. President Bush, of course, yesterday, and we've got a clip of this we're going to play later, has come out and defended the secret CIA torture centers, but he says it isn't torture, we're just, quote, getting rough on them. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you? And he's also saying that conspiracy theorists are aiding the terrorists and that the terrorists are using conspiracy theories considering and concerning what really happened on 9/11. So we'll go through those reports as well. Here's a report out of Iran Focus. Iran says U.S. Israel ordered September 11th attacks. The supreme commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard accused the Bush administration and Israel security services of ordering the September 11, 2001 attacks in New York and D.C. Of course, you know the news that Ahmadinejad has challenged Bush to a debate in the General Assembly. That will never happen. Yesterday, we really had a bombshell report here. 28-year career CIA official says that 9/11, clearly an inside job, highlights missing Pentagon trillions as potential motive. We'll be getting into that report for you after the break and a lot more. I also want to talk about a radio interview I did yesterday on KTSA 550. And the host, I guess Chris Duell, was friendly when I was on the phone with him, but then I had a chance to listen after I was off air as I drove in my car to the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar movie theater to give a speech and show my new film. And so I sat there in the parking lot and listened to 15 minutes of it, and Mr. Duell and another host from the station had an interesting way of going after me, and I want to comment on the psychology that was manifest and, you know, really how individuals like Mr. Duell and Mr. Ware, who were on the show, just don't have all the pieces of the puzzle, and I think they're genuinely starting to take serious what I have to say, and that's happening with more and more big mainstream radio hosts, but they still just can't come to grips with it. So I wanted to briefly talk about that little interview I did yesterday because it's an illustration of how people in the establishment out there who mean well just don't have their paradigm tuned into reality. So perhaps we can try to shift that for them. So I wanted to go through some of the misconceptions of people out there who are still in semi-denial. And there's so much more. I look at all the news here in front of me today. I'm going to attempt to cover it all in rapid succession. So stay with us. Huge, important broadcast lined up for you today. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, martiallaw911.info, arnoldexposed.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can also listen to my radio show. It loops continually after the live show 11 to 2 Central at InfoWars.com. We provide thousands and thousands of free streams of high-quality audio for you. And we also now have a daily podcast of the entire three-hour broadcast. You simply go subscribe to it. It's totally free. Just go to InfoWars.com and click on the podcasting button, and it will take you to another page, and then you just simply click subscribe. And if you have iTunes, it will automatically load it on your computer each and every day after the radio show ends, and then you can listen on your iPod or other MP3 player device. And we're spending a lot of money to bring you this, and so I hope people will take advantage of it. We are pulling out all the stops to attempt to get the word out to the people out there. And remember, your purchase of our documentary films and the books and videos that we carry via the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com makes this broadcast and all of the services we bring to you possible. So again, thank you for all of your support. Okay, we've got Bush saying we get rough with people and we pressure them, but it's not torture. And you better be glad we're doing this, or the terrorist would have basically, you know, cut your head off and sucked all your blood. Just more propaganda, and they claim they foiled all these terror attacks, which is chilling. If you remember back on the 10th of last month, or was it the 12th of last month, when I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist Part 2. The first time I launched that operation was 2 months before 9/11, and I said there was a lot of information, a lot of different indicators coming together showing us a prime window of terror attacks orchestrated by the military-industrial complex in the next 2 months, 2.5 months. That is from early last month until the end of October coming up next month. And we had a former top CIA analyst, ran an entire department of the CIA on yesterday, Bill Christensen, and he, of course, I talked to him during a break and hadn't even read my analysis on that subject, and I said, when do you see a prime window for attacks? And he said, in the next few months. And the other experts I talked to, people who are currently in government, by the way, that I talked to, off the record, see the same window. I mean, when you've been studying this for a long time, it's not really that hard to do. Their program to start World War III is stalling. There are a bunch of scandals threatening to bring down the current crime syndicate that's in control in Washington. They have midterm elections coming up and are in danger of having a lot of incumbents, both Democrat and Republican, being swept out. The establishment wouldn't care if it was just a Republican defeat and they kept their establishment Democrats in. No. It is 80%+ in major polls of the American people distrusting government at an all-time record high. The jig's up, boys. We know you're criminals, okay? And the majority of Americans now know you're murdering terrorists. You understand you're not going to stop us. And if you detonate a bomb in Chicago or Dallas or other prime targets, the CFR has mentioned, they love to brag. That's what psychopaths do. They like to, oh, this will probably get hit. And then when it does, they go, see how smart we were. That's what these criminals are doing. So we can also, that's one of the other big indices, indicator areas that we look at. So it is, I predicted that you would hear them right before the major attack, if they were going to go with a major attack, telling you about how they foiled a bunch of other terror attacks. I said you'd see a whole raft of terror attacks they claimed that they had foiled in the past, and then if there's a conjunction with current bust, which we've seen in England, and now if we see a few more of these, that is definitely the balloon going up, and we go from 95% chance they're going to stage a terror attack to 99%. Okay, so we're seeing the key indicators now being laid out, and we're seeing the same preparatory phase in the media, hyping, we're going to get hit, give up all your rights, martial law is good, anybody that criticizes the government is a terrorist, people that say 9/11 is an inside job are terrorists. You know, we're seeing all of those key statements, key propaganda, preparatory actions being made. It doesn't look good. But at the same time, my prediction of government-sponsored terror, unless we get involved, that's the key addendum or caveat, has been put out there. It's even been picked up by national television. It's been picked up by national newsprint. It has, thanks to you out there, really had a big effect. And so we may be able to stop them from nuking a city. That's their favorite, or releasing a bioweapon, which is in their own Pentagon documents that they want to do that, to bring in martial law and capture us as an engine of global domination and hegemon. Now, if we're able to expose the government-sponsored terror attack paradigm in the West, which we have a chance of doing right now, though it doesn't look good. It looks like they're just going ahead with it. We may be able to back them off, though. I want to be clear about that. Please expend all your energy. Take action. Inform everybody. Scream bloody murder now. Point out who the real criminals are. Because if we yell loud enough at them, it may scare them off. They may scurry off to another target. And that will be a massive terror attack in Israel. That will be a massive terror attack on a ship or a group of ships, or an attack in even someplace like Central Europe, Eastern Europe, or Western Europe. And it may be a low-intensity attack, a blowing up of a bus or something along those lines, and then a connection to Iran, though that may not be a big enough provocation to kick off World War III. Also, Israel's building up for a massive military offensive and announcing they may go into Lebanon and take over the entire country. Israel, of course, the last 2 weeks has announced they're getting ready to strike Iran. That could be the provocation. Just go ahead right in front of everybody, attack Iran, and then drag the U.S. into it, and the general public switches back into mindless animal tribal groupthink again. And then Iran really could carry out some attacks. Or and as soon as that happens, as soon as there's an attack on Iran, conservatively, you're going to see a doubling in oil prices. And that will devastate the economy. So that's what we're facing right there. Bush is out hyping how they saved us from all these countless terror attacks and now detailing them. They are issuing, of course, more fake terror alerts. And the reason they need to do that before they stage another attack is so they can say, look, we saved you from all these other attacks. We can't stop every goal. We can't, you know, throw a no-hitter every time. We tried. You didn't give us the tools we needed. You blocked Patriot Act total expansion, and now it's your fault this happened. And I've heard the neocons on radio now reading off the script, most of them CIA, putting out this type of propaganda. And let's be honest, most of those, quote, aren't CIA. They're just on government payroll. Let's be clear. They're not actually officers or agents or operatives. All right. Boy, I tell you, again, we're already 16 minutes in, and I don't know how I'm going to get to all of it. Here's a report. Anderson Cooper, CIA secret. CNN confirms the CIA passed. This is always an important subject because 400,000-plus women were sterilized in this country. If you made under a B-plus and were from a single-parent family, they would take you in for a, quote, medical exam. A lot of times they just knock you out without even letting you know that you were being put under. And, well, here it is. It's out of the Chicago Tribune. And it, for some reason, this has come back into the press. And the reason these type of stories are important is it shows the ruthlessness of the government and how these sterilizations were kept secret for 60 years. Now, let's be clear, this was going on until the mid-1980s, but it went back into the 20s. And they kept it secret for 60 years, from the 20s until the 80s, 60-plus years. And so I don't want to hear that you can't keep 9/11 secret. They kept the Manhattan Project secret. They kept black men even being given syphilis and allowed to spread it secret with Tuskegee. You know, I can go through the drill. There's hundreds of examples. I'll do a whole show sometime where I dig up hundreds of examples and just go over them. I mean, they look at us like lunch meat on the shelf, folks, like a box of Cracker Jacks. We are literally a human resource. And when you start figuring out that the elite see us as absolute cattle and stop being naive, we can set about saving this country. Let me just briefly tell you about what happened on the radio yesterday. You know, I do interviews almost every day, some days multiple times, and I got a call. They wanted me on KTSA 550. And back when I was anti-Bill Clinton, exposing Oklahoma City as an inside job, and back when I was exposing Waco as an inside job, and back when I was doing all that, they'd have me on their shows on KTSA, which is the biggest, if not the second largest, WAI and KTSA, you know, together about the same size in the ratings. Point is, millions of people listen to it. And over the years, I was their darling. Now, they don't know what to do because I'm exposing 9/11 as an inside job, but Chris Duhl, one of their talk show hosts, looked into my claims, and, you know, off-air they tell me, oh, yeah, you know, we're big fans, like what you're doing, but obviously on-air they have to, quote, be neutral. And so they've got me on there, and here comes one of the Ware pair. It's a dad and son who do a show on there, but the son comes on, been on for like 30 years. And after I went off, he came on, and he said, well, you know, we know Alex has done some good work in the past, but I just can't believe this is true, and you know, his soul for eternity is in a lot of trouble if he's made these accusations and it isn't true, and it's quite an accusation to make that our government would do this. And besides, these same people say Rumsfeld's inept and Bush is inept and they've done a bad job in Iraq. Well, then how could they carry out an attack on 9/11 and do it with such precision? Well, of course, I couldn't respond. I wasn't on the air then. No, our government is doing an excellent job in Iraq according to their true declassified stated goals in documents through the 90s right back to the early 80s. And that's to wreck Iraq like they wrecked Vietnam. So when we get back, I'm going to explain what I gave in a speech last night at the Alamo Draft House, what the wreckers are. The wreckers. There's a historical context to all of this, so this is an important piece of information. So I will document the wreckers for you on the other side. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Davidson Lohr will be joining us in the next hour in studio. He's a Vietnam veteran, pastor. And he's exposing 9/11 as an inside job and got attacked big time in the local paper and even nationally as well. A lot of courage. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. We have another great guest that we'll introduce for you in the next segment. So I'm on this radio show, and then after I go off, they then spend the next 30 minutes hoping and praying on air, but they were being serious that I was wrong, but then admitting that I've been right in the past. See, that's why so many serious people have to take us seriously, because We're not playing games. This isn't a joke. This isn't a drill. We're on a mission to defend this country and the planet from the criminal New World Order. But they said, you know, if Bush and them can't control Iraq and can't do a good job over there, how could they carry out 9/11? Well, how could 19 hijackers carry it out controlled from a cave? I mean, that's a stupid thing to say, but that's one of the most popular things they say. And to break this down, last night I gave a speech right after I'd done the interview at the Alamo Draft House, and I talked about a historical phenomenon that goes back thousands of years in Asia on the coastlines of China and even Japan, and of course in the Red Sea and in the Persian Gulf. And really the folks that perfected it were the British, and they were even licensed to do it. In my off time, which is rare, I like to read history books, and I really like naval history. And I'm reading and finishing an excellent book titled The Pirate Hunters about Captain William Kidd, who was not really a pirate. He's known as a pirate. He was truly an American privateer, a colonial privateer, who then got blamed for some piracy. But it's an excellent history book by Mr. Zaks, who's an award-winning, Time Magazine Book of the Year, New York Times bestseller. Point is, it's a good book, y'all read it. And in there, they talk about a phenomenon that I'd read about before, so I went and did some research online about it, and that's wreckers. And when you understand that the New World Order even admits that a lot of their policies and ideas are based in privateering and pirating, and what these towns would do in England was they would build fake lighthouses that they would only turn on during fog or storms off the English Channel. They're on the east side of England, the southeasterly area. There were a bunch of towns that did this, and they had governmental wink-wink authorization to do it, and they were called wreckers. You say, what does this have to do with 9/11? Well, they would build these fake lighthouses, and they would guide ships in to the reefs and to the rocks right off the coast, just a few hundred yards, and then they would wreck them. And then they would go out, because most people couldn't swim back then, so the folks would, most of them would drown. And then the townspeople, the men, the children, they would row out or sail out and steal the cargoes off of the semi-submerged ships. They're called wreckers. And there were quite a few English towns that were known as wrecking towns. And that's what the globalists do. We think they're failing in Iraq. No, 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 no. Their own documents say they want to break it in three parts and have endless sectarian warfare and division. And I've been saying this since before we invaded Iraq, that was the plan, and now even mainstream magazines and newspapers and analysts are saying, hey, did you know they plan to do this? So when people say, well, they can't do a good job in Iraq, but they screwed up there, that they're too inept to carry out 9/11, no, 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 no. We could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks with a full military bombardment and landing in the north. That was well known. The assessments had been done. It was never allowed. It was a 15-year war from 1960, declared in 64. It was never an officially declared war, but they announced it was full scale in 64 with the staged Gulf of Tonkin incident, as you know. And so they then kept the war going for 15 years at over $100 billion a year on average. Some years were $180 billion, but the average was about $105 billion a year. So, again, do defense contractors make more money if they're in Iraq a year or if they're there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? This is what wreckers are all about. This is what order out of chaos is all about. Create a crisis, create this vortex of destruction, and then the globalists manage it and get total power and control out of it. It's the same thing with the drug war. We've got more drugs than we've ever had on our streets. Again, triple the heroin, double the cocaine that we had 12 years ago. We have a quadrupling of the prison population that we had just 10 years ago. And we've tracked back the big money laundering banks that then own the majority of the shares or the private shares in the big five prison industries. Then your children or young people use it. Then they put you in prisons where you work for 20 cents an hour working for the drug cartels. They're wreckers. They hired Gloria Steinem and others to create the phony feminist movement to break down the family. That's now declassified. They're home wreckers. They're wreckers. They wreck everything, and then they come in and pick up the pieces for pennies on the dollar. So they're not screwing up in Iraq. They're following their plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teach and leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. In just one moment, we're going to be talking to Jack Amberzak. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I've never talked to this wonderful individual, and I know that he's the owner of WCER and carries the broadcast. And I want everybody to come out to a great event that the radio station is going to be hosting. My new film, Terror Storm, is going to be showing for free at the Lyons Lincoln Theater. That's right, WCER is making the showing free for everyone. Invite your friends to come with you on Tuesday, September 12th and Tuesday, September 19th at 7 p.m. That's my new film, Terror Storm, at the Lyons Lincoln Theater. And we are so honored to be joined by Jack Amberzak. Is that correct, sir?
Ambrosic.
Ambrosic. I apologize. I'm brain dead, Commander.
That's no problem at all.
Amberzak, Jack Amberzak joins us. Well, number one, I've never had a chance to talk to you. I wish I had time to talk to all the great station owners and managers that carry us. Tell us about WCER, sir.
Well, the difference between WCER and other religious radio stations is a balanced program and diversity. No matter what your religious background, you'll find that the programs such as we carry four NFL football games, for example, and we also have the American League and National League baseball games going to the World Series. We have Dave Ramsey's show, which is totally money makeover, and Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Dobson's on with Focus on the Family, and our mission statement declares that today people are more uptight and full of anxiety about what is going to happen than any other point in our lifetime. And it's our commission by God to warn its listeners about the ongoing threats to our faith, our families, and our freedoms. And this is where you come in, Alex. I think that God has risen people such as yourself and myself at these times to defend what we know to be the freedoms, the liberties that are now trying to be taken away from us. And he can count on us because we're going to stay in a gap no matter what it costs us in our personal lives or our careers, that we're going to be there until the bitter end, no matter what it means to our to us individually.
Well, Mr. Ambrosik, I really appreciate you picking up the show, and I know that you've gotten a lot of support. You've also, of course, had people criticize it and even sent in a few letters to the editor. What made you decide to pick up the broadcast?
Well, it was almost like hand-in-glove situation, Alex. We heard your show on way down to Columbus, Ohio, one time, and people were calling saying, you know, everything that you're doing on the air, you should have Alex Jones. And when we started to air your show, we said, this is too good to bury somewhere. We want to put you early in the morning. So we start at 5 a.m. with your show, and we continue to 8:30. So you are prime with us. You're our anchor. And, yes, we do play you at other times during the week and on the weekends. But the people now have learned to wake up to you and to wake up to the situations that are going on. So you're really the base that we're operating from. And then, of course, we have other people like Derry Brownfield, which I know you've had on your show. Derry's doing a great job with bringing the attention to the farmers and the cattlemen and things like that of what's going on. And we have a Patriot Act group that comes on, or funny as heck, out of Arizona, and they're out to sell some gold and silver, but they're also talking about their backyard and what's happening with the Mexicans and how it's affecting their life in Arizona.
Well, Jack, I mean, even Lou Dobbs has said it. America is ending. This is the end of the country. That is his quote. They have officially signed the American Union. And I remember people 5, 6, 7 years ago would laugh at me when I said that because it was so unbelievable. Now people are being forced to face reality because it's actually happening. It's unfolding. We have more and more prominent people going public on 9/11. And it's going to be people like you, Jack, who are going to save this country. It's people like you that have the bold courage to put my broadcast on. We're getting a lot of new affiliates, and we're really excited about your station that's been carrying us for a while and now expanding the broadcast. Tell people about the listening area, the different cities and towns where they can tune in to hear the show. Give us the frequency and all the info.
Well, we're a Clear Channel radio station, not the company Clear Channel, but we get out about 70, 75 miles in radius. You can pick us up in Cleveland, in Youngstown, Warren, Pennsylvania, Warren, Ohio. We get out to Sharon, Pennsylvania. In fact, sometimes I ride the turnpike all the way down into Pittsburgh, and you can hear us. We get down to about 20 miles north of Columbus into Mansfield, and then up towards Sandusky, of course, Akron and Canton. So we have approximately 2,800,000 people in our listening audience that we can be reaching with your show. Now, if everybody, of course, would have to be listening to 900 AM, but that's the influence that we have, and that we're, as you're saying, trying to be a light in the darkness, and hopefully this light's going to shine through, and hopefully people that are listening to this program right now will inspire more radio stations to pick up the gauntlet and to carry this banner of liberty that we are trying to do ourselves, you and I and Derry and some of the other people, across the country.
Well, Jack, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I want to take this time out to thank all of our affiliates from Southern California to Kansas City to upstate New York to Florida to right here in Austin, Texas. I want to thank all of the stations that pick up this broadcast. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, that is so important that you tell everyone. And I routinely here in Austin, when my program is rebroadcasting or when other good shows are on, I will pull up at red lights and I'll roll down my window and I'll tell them, tune into KLBJ 590. Tune into 100.1 FM. Tune in to these frequencies here locally. I do it in grocery store lines all the time. Fans of the broadcast who are listening off other radio stations or the internet or watching the TV show walk up to me at the mall or at a movie theater or at the grocery store, and they're not even aware after all these years the stations I'm on Monday through Friday here in Austin. So folks, don't hide your light under the bushel. Tell everybody about News Talk WCER 900 and all the towns and cities that are able to pick it up. And it's the same for every other affiliate we've got. Listen, tyranny's going to take this country over unless we stand in the gap, unless we take action now. And, Jack, you're doing something super exciting. You are having two free screenings of my new film, which is my best work, folks, Terror Storm. Please invite folks to that.
Yes, and at the response so far, I think we're going to have a sellout crowd. So that if you're going to be there at 6 o'clock so that we can accommodate as many people as possible. That's why we're having it two times, both the 12th and the 19th at 7 p.m.
How many does the theater hold?
We're looking at between 500 and 650 people.
Yeah, I mean, we had 800 in Dallas. We had over 1,200 in L.A. We can show out, sell out as many as nine showings in a row here in Austin. So I think you are going to have an overflow crowd, especially because it is free. I want to tell everybody, get out there to this event. And we just shipped out a bunch of Terror Storm to the event. In fact, now that you tell me the crowds are going to be that big, I think we're going to ship out some more to you today, sir, so you have enough to get it out to all the people that want to get it when they're there.
Well, Alex, I really appreciate your help on this matter, but keep up the good work because your Terror Storm, I reviewed the screening myself, and it is an excellent, excellent documentary. People just watch it. I mean, it's quality through and through. It's just like a production right out of Hollywood.
Jack, I'm curious about your mindset, your psychology, your journey. Obviously, you're a Christian broadcaster, a popular radio station that you've owned for many years. I mean, were you aware of the New World Order 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or when did you
actually, I did some financial transactions in Europe, and I was involved with the Arabs, as well as doing transactions with Switzerland and some of the banks there, and that's when I found out about the Illuminati and all the other things that were going on, because they were watching what we were doing with the Arab money, and that's when I first became interested in, we don't control our destiny anymore, that this whole thing has been set up from way back, from the Rothschilds.
So you've known for a long time.
Oh, yes. But it wasn't until, actually, as we said, I got the move from God to say, hey, I'll do something about this thing. So I'm 71 now. I wanted to retire a few years ago. But I was never able to be in the service. I would have enjoyed serving my country. But being born in 1935, I skipped all of that kind of stuff because of children, et cetera, et cetera. But now I have an opportunity of being a patriot and doing something, and I said to God and to my country that as far as I'm concerned, the rest of my life is going to be dedicated to exposing, or I should say unmasking, all these things that are going on.
Absolutely, Mr. Ambrosik. Specifically, tell people where the theater's located, how they get there.
Okay, well, it's in Massillon, Ohio. It's right downtown on Lincoln Way East. It's one of the older palace theaters that they had when movies were movies.
I love those.
I do. And we have commandeered it for two showings. At the time, it's all we could afford because not on that, but insurance. So we took on the two nights, hoping that if this is successful, we'll do it more times. It has to be, of course, needed and wanted. I think once the people see what you have, your show, I mean, your movie's all about, they'll request having it more. But the nice thing that you're doing, Alex, yes, we are bringing in some of these books, and we're going to be selling them there for you. But you have given them the authorization to make copies of it and to spread it to different functions, different churches, to different places of opportunity that would want to see this, the history of the government-sponsored terrorism. So that, I believe, is where we're all collectively getting together. There's we're doing right now, Alex, I don't know whether you are understanding this or not, but we're doing a whole seminar over the air on our Constitution. We're taking it back to going back to high school, where they should have been teaching all about the Bill of Rights and the on a ground level, if you will, and a constitution. And I have Dr. Jackson, David Jackson, who is co-working with me on this. He's from California. He's a very interesting man, as much as that he has most of the experience by taking on the Justice Department and the IRS and the Social Security. And he's won 85% of the cases that he has sued the government.
I was familiar with his work.
Yes, and he is cooperating with me and putting this together. We're then going to take on the Federal Reserve and expose all that nonsense. And after that, of all things, we're going to take on Christianity and unmask what's going on in Christianity, especially, I think you are aware that on May 2nd, I believe it was, George Bush signed a document saying that all the 503 entities now have to report to the Homeland Act.
Yes, sir. 13,000-plus counties, they've recruited preachers. We got internal documents and public documents, and they got hopping mad, 4 months ago when this first broke. They have recruited them. They're telling the preachers, tell your people to turn in their guns when we say, tell the people to go to these emergency camps, tell them to take inoculations, tell them Romans 13. That is exactly what Hitler did. Folks, this isn't a joke. I mean, if we don't stop these people, America is going to be like Nazi Germany. We are trying to short-circuit the New World Order takeover right now because it's going to turn into all-out war and a shooting war. Look, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This is the takedown of the United States. I cannot stress that enough. Everything the government's doing is straight out of Hitler or Stalin's playbook.
Absolutely. And we had just a case here recently. One of our own employees had his daughter taken away while she was at her violin lessons because he had custody of her, and without being served papers, they just, two policemen came and abducted her, actually abducted her, took her away from him and said that you are not allowed to see her for a week or two. In fact, we're going to court right this afternoon to see what this is all about. But he wasn't even served due process of the law.
And I have been at the hospital fighting for young families where they admit they've done nothing, they're poor, and I have seen police actually grab a woman by the neck and say, sign the paper. Okay, I mean, that's how evil it's gotten.
You're exactly right there, Alex. So that's about where we're at. We're taking on the, it's like the taking on the people by the throat and saying, you're either going to choke on it or you're going to swallow it one way or the other, but it's going to be there for you to see.
Well, Mr. Ambrosik, let me just put this out here on record. The good news is hundreds of mainstream hosts that didn't believe me just 2-3 years ago who would interview me and attack me are now having to at least say that this needs to be looked at, 9/11 needs to be looked at. Everywhere I see that people are finally starting to have the light bulb go on. I think God's spirit is moving across this land, giving us one last chance for a reprieve like Nineveh got. We're being given one last chance to stand up and to tell the truth and to stop World War III and to get more time to save more souls and to reach out to more people and to turn against all this evil that has taken over our country. And if we do not listen to that call, if we do not all take action now, we are going to be judged and this country is going to be hell on earth very, very soon. Folks, you're going to lose your houses. You're going to lose your children. Many of us are going to be put in labor camps. They are really trying to set this up.
Alice, if we wish to continue to claim the freedoms our forefathers and our foremothers gave their lives for it, to create for us this freedom that we have, we're going to have to keep doing something. And, of course, I have the radio station. You have the listening audience that you have out there. And I think we are putting a dent into things.
We are.
Even though we're being chastised for it today, tomorrow, the integrity of what we're doing will be noticed.
Well, more and more prominent people. Did you hear that former CIA subdirector over a whole division of the CIA going public saying it's got to be an inside job?
Oh, it has to be. Everything that it points to that. But it also points to the New World Order and the New World Takeover. And we're really dealing with two governments. I think you had on Pat Buchanan the other day. And Pat's been here a few times with us as
Good
our
guy.
Guest. And we're just looking at why the system is working this way. You know, why is our government turning on us, and why? What's their agenda? And he told it very well that most of these politicians are going to be the new lobbyists. So the lobbyists are running the country.
Exactly. Mr. Ambrosic, do one more little segment with us on the other side. We'll be right back with the owner of WCER 900.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jack Ambrosic is our guest. He is the owner of WCER 900 AM, one of our great affiliates. He's having two huge showings coming up, September 12th and September 19th. And you can, of course, tune into the station to get all the details of that. It's in Moslin at the Lyons Lincoln Theater. Holds about 600 people, and they're already looking at overflow crowds. So that is extremely exciting. It would be a great place to organize, get together in the fight against the New World Order crime syndicate. Jack, in closing, again, to you and to every other station owner and manager that carries this show, we don't do this enough, so I wanted to do it today. I salute your courage. I thank you from the bottom of my heart what you're doing. We are standing in the gap in history. We are attempting to stop another Hitlerian takeover. So, again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you and God bless you, Jack.
And likewise, too, Alex, because, you know, our role is to reveal the frauds and the deceptions that have been perpetrated against us by those we have trusted and elected in their public office. So you keep up doing the good work, and we'll keep up doing our end.
Absolutely, sir. Maybe someday I can get up there to have some type of event in your neck of the woods. We're going to, in the next year or so, be doing more travel and visiting with more people because it's so important to get together and to, you know, just share information. That, you know, the spirit of action and resistance that comes out of that is so exciting. Is there a radio station website or any other contact info you'd like to give out?
Well, we're at WCER. Incidentally, we are streaming, so you can hear your program everywhere in the world. But we're on WCER radio, which is one word, two R's, at neo.rr.com.
And I'm going to get a huge link to that up on Infowars.com right now if it isn't already up there. Again, sir, thank you for coming on, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Take care, Jack. Okay, there goes Jack Ambrosik, the owner of WCER 900 AM, and that thank you goes out to all the owners and station managers that carry this broadcast. There is so much news, so much information. Bush is now saying, hey, you know, of course we're getting rough with prisoners in secret camps, but it's not torture. Next hour I want to go over a little bit of the reprobate wickedness, how they're trying to get us. Dictators always do that. They try to announce their evil incrementally and get us to join in with them and get us to morally accept what they're doing. And once they get the door open, once they get that tacit approval and permission, all hell starts breaking loose. So we'll be talking about that in the next hour, the upcoming war with Iran they're trying to cook up, with an amazing individual, Davidson Lohr, who I even have family, a father-in-law and mother-in-law that go to his fine church, and he has made national headlines when he went public concerning 9/11 being an inside job. We appreciate his amazing courage. He's a very intelligent individual. Maybe he'll even tell us some about his combat photography when he was in Vietnam, and a lot more coming up in the next hour. And yes, there's another showing tonight of Terror Storm at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And Mr. Lohr told me that he is tentatively going to be coming to that event as well. Maybe I can drag him up there and make him talk for 5 minutes. But that is coming up tonight, 7 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. The last two showings, Tuesday and Wednesday night, sold out. So if you want to get tickets, you better get them now. They are selling out quick. And they always try to keep 20 for at the door, but you better be the first 20 if you're trying to get it at the door, that they because at 6:30 they start selling those final 20 tickets. But there's a few left on the Internet, so go to Infowars.com. And, yes, please go to Infowars.com and order my new film, Terror Storm. Make as many copies as you can of it. It is my best film. I'm so proud of it. Please take action. Please get Terror Storm. Some of the other news we'll be getting into later as well, as I'd already said this and knew about this from CNN sources I have. I'm not going to say any more. I've talked to a bunch of their producers. Anderson Cooper, CIA asset. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, CIA. Most of these people are either on the payroll of one federal agency or another, or they're actual CIA. It's like Porter Goss. Oh, they just made him director for 2 years. And it turned out he'd been secretly CIA even while in Congress, which is illegal. So we'll get into that. Iran's gone public saying our government carried out 9/11. So much more. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.